Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love watching how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics around us, in our spiritual path, and how all of those relate. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And we've got kind of a tricky chart going on right now, very dynamic, very exciting, but also potentially difficult. So the Sun is in Aquarius. Pluto has just entered Aquarius, and it's the Mercury-Mars conjunction in Capricorn. So the last few days, Venus is also in Capricorn. The Mercury-Mars conjunction in Capricorn that it can make people really antsy about where they're going and is their work in line with their truest values. Where are they going with their life? What is the meaning of their purpose in existence? And, you know, often people looking for that grand meaning, the perfect name for their goal, when doing the good works that we walk into, seeing how karma is unfolding around us, and doing what we can may be more of the true nature of the calling. But this Mercury conjunction will also be helping people make great decisions or make sudden decisions to start, to end, to begin new projects, to hire, to fire, to cut staff, to start a budget. Watch the chessboard of our lives moving and shifting this week. Now, we see this in the Mideast with all the spear shaking, the rumblings, and the talk of war as America gets more embogged into the difficulties there, and those difficulties become even more entrenched. There is a chance, there is always room for a breakthrough. If we are stuck in our own logjam, it is helpful to bring our hearts to prayer and to bring it to a place where we can hope for a new answer. I think I see Mark Wolfs, and I'm hopefully that Ann Ortley will also join us. But Mark, are you there?
Hello, it's Mark Wolfs.
And where are you coming in from?
From New York City.
New York City. We were talking about this Mars-Mercury conjunction in Capricorn that's sort of, you know, causing the spear rattling in the Mideast, and is also helping many of my clients make decisions about or are asking important questions about their purpose and where they're going with their work. How are you seeing that Mars-Mercury conjunction at 19, 20 degrees of Capricorn?
Yeah, it's showing up a lot as very aggressive communication, which can be good if it's been well considered ahead of time. But if it's spontaneous, it gets mixed results. It can be spontaneous and brilliant, or it can be spontaneous and lousy. So we all need to put a little bit of a governor on our tongue. Don't let the tongue wag itself.
Yes, I absolutely agree to that. You know, I'm just seeing so much of that. You know, it's great to be decisive if you've really kept your heart engaged, but it can be brittle and people can be making comments and decisions as if they've been put upon. You know, that lineup of planets in Capricorn isn't very good for asking for help when they need it. The energy can be, I resent you, instead of, oh, I need help in order to make it through, to finish this project or to make it, you know, that I need a hug rather than criticizing the other person if we're feeling a little overwhelmed. Because of that urgency to get things done, we can feel easily overwhelmed. And the Capricorn always suggests that you chunk it down. You take one step at a time, and you keep going rather than look at the whole mountain range and go, I just can't do that. Does that make sense,
yeah.
Mark?
Yeah. And that's useful.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of pausing.
Mm-mm.
And not a lot of second guessing either with Mars pushing. And Mars in Capricorn is a very tough Mars.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that it takes no prisoners.
Yeah.
And it doesn't compromise if it doesn't have to. If it compromises, it's because it's expedient.
Mm-hmm.
But it tries for some other way.
And that is, I think that, you know, that it takes no prisoners, but, and even from ourselves, I'm finding that I'm hearing clients kind of beating themselves up over decisions they've made in the past, because that Capricorn can have high standards to that performance. But it feels like the gift of it is, how do you take it further? How do you, you know, grow with it rather than hurt yourself with it? Or help each other grow rather than hurt yourself. So Venus is also in Capricorn, but it's trying Jupiter, which gives us, you know, some kind of affection and warmth and a desire for beauty in this process. That Venus in Capricorn is really architectural. I found, you know, in a silly way, I'm looking at my front door going, I need a new front door. That front door is, and it just some kind of sculptural design sense about feng shui and, you know, what is my front door symbolizing that needs to be revamping instead of having to pay for a new front door, which is pretty crazy. So, you know, I'm noticing that, you know, that kind of structural sense of, you know, where do we want to go with this? Tonight, the moon in Virgo is opposing Neptune. So there's like, I want to get work done, but I really want some time off. And I would ask everybody to give yourself room to dream and to take a deep breath. That with this Capricorn, that's again, we get overwhelmed or we feel like we have to keep going. And that pacing ourselves, you know, it's good mountain climbing advice. And if it's good mountain climbing advice, it works with Capricorn stuff. Pace yourself.
And the Mars also is trying to Uranus.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the advantages of that.
Well, it allows Mars to come up with surprising moves. Like, you know, trying to get something done and suddenly realizing what it is that's needed instead of just pushing. Sometimes at a moment you can let up on the push and the answer comes in and you change the direction of pushing. And that's the kind of thing that will happen as long as you're in a trying.
Yes. It's, I think, and that, you know, it can also be dynamically inventive. That Mars-Uranus trine, it can, you know, I often see, you know, tech breakthroughs or just coming to understand your own computer a little bit better with a Mars-Uranus trine. But also speaking up about something that's been bothering you for a long time. I'm seeing several situations where people are just saying, you know, this roommate, this situation, this part of the job, I am just not putting up with anymore. I'm done with that dysfunction. And just to be very specific about what you're done with, make it being done, if at all possible, about a behavior or a pattern rather than a person or a situation.
Yeah.
Which is part of the process. And
yeah, so it's a week to and get things done, and also to see how you use your energy to communicate. Like, when is it too much, when is it not enough. And you can look at that, and you can trace an issue since you were involved in it, and see where you were more effective and where you were less effective. And Mars will tell you.
That's beautiful. And in a minute, I was wondering if you would lead us in a small breathing meditation to help us work with our Mars in a good way, and then we'll take some callers. Could you do that, Mark?
Sure. Yeah. Think for a moment before we start where your Mars is in your chart, what sign it's in, and what house it's in, because those are the issues that Mars will touch the most strongly. And it's what you're here in this lifetime to work out and figure out is how Mars operates in your chart. So take a moment to sit comfortably, close your eyes, exhale, take a deep breath in all the way to the bottom of your lungs, and exhale that breath slowly. Take another deep breath in. Exhale slowly. And once more, a deep breath in. Exhale slowly. And now let the breath just move at its own pace. Keep your attention focused on the exhalations. And picture your Mars in your chart, the house that it's in, and the sign that it's in. See what images come to you from how that Mars is operating. Where is it the most efficient? Where is it not so efficient? Good. Take a deeper breath.
Beautiful.
In. Open your eyes. And here we are.
Thank you, Mark. And I think if we find ourselves this week feeling a little twitchy or frustrated or can't get started, let's take that meditation in and use it to use our Mars, which is our power and our protection and our passion, use it in a good way. And may all leaders of all countries do the same. And so we're going to take some callers. I'm going to start off with area code 267-673. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hey, Heather. Hey, Mark. How are you? Mark, I just need to let you know I could not close my eyes. I was driving.
Okay.
Sorry
about that. But anyway.
That was a good choice. It was a good choice.
I'm just calling to see if I could get a little bit of help with...
Okay. Birth information for all those following at home, along at home?
Yes, I'm so sorry. March 31st, 1990. Birthplace is Birmingham, Alabama. Time is 6:30 p.m. And the person involved is kind of a sinistry reading. October 15th.
Hold on just a second. And has your week life been full of Mars events this week?
Oh, you bet. But I'm more so concerned about this friend of mine, partner, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know what he is.
Okay.
We still haven't defined it, but I'm trying to understand them.
You are in sort of kind of relationship with this person. And when were they born?
October 15th, 1992. Born at 4:44 p.m. in Chicago, Illinois.
And what's the question?
So he is kind of having a crisis at the moment because I'm dealing with an eviction, and he's beating himself up over it, even though he wasn't, like, on the lease or anything. He wasn't a part of this at all. This is, like, my own battle to fight. But he's taking it really hard because he feels like he feels helpless. He feels like he's let me down.
I should be doing something. I should be doing something. And everybody wants to be doing something to help. Right? And so that's, you know, and especially tonight with the moon in Virgo. And, you know, the last couple of years, his progressed sun has been pulling away from a conjunction to Pluto. So he's moving into a very loving place. His progressed sun, his progressed sun is coming to his Venus in Scorpio. But right now, he's kind of all over the place. And he feels helpless. What you can do is give him, and his moon is in Leo, so he tends to make it, progressed moon is in Leo. So he's making it all about him.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I give you the right one? It's his birthday is
October.
His progress moon. I'm so sorry.
His progress
moon.
That's okay. I'm sorry. Didn't say it clearly. What I'd say is he needs a job. Yes, he can tend to goes into that spiral, that depression spiral. He's got Venus and Mars in Scorpio. Venus in Scorpio and Mars in Cancer, so they form a trine in water signs, and they both trine his ascendant. So he feels he's empathic, he feels you deeply, but, you know, this conjunction is kind of sitting right opposite his Mars. He feels helpless. What I'd say is give him something to do that he can do. Like, what I really need you to do is this. And then he does that, and he feels better.
Okay.
He needs he's not out of power.
I'm sorry.
He's not out of control. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep interrupting. The thing is, I understand how he feels. My thing is that he keeps, like, basically running away or avoiding people at this point. Like, not just me, but, like, our entire friend group. Whenever we reach out, he just doesn't respond. And we're really worried about him, but we don't really have the right words for him right now because we know he's really upset over this situation. You know, he's been running back to his grandmother's house.
What does he think he should have done?
Yeah.
What does he think he should have done?
That's what we're trying to find out. That's what we're all trying to figure out. It's just like, why aren't you talking to us? Why are you upset? Like, why are you spiraling, my dude?
Just saying. I would stop asking him why. You know, he's got Venus-Pluto conjunct in Scorpio natally. He doesn't want you to go poking around in his squirreliness. But if you say, we miss you, I could really use a friend now, don't worry about what you think you should have done. Just kind of, we miss you. Please be here.
Okay.
And don't, you know, that Scorpio doesn't want you to ask why and poke. Until he's in a very different mindset.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know how to handle this kind of energy. I feel like I'm very solution-based, so I'm just like, well, let's figure out what we can do. And the minute I start dishing out solutions, he starts to kind of
His feelings. You've got Venus and Mars in Aquarius. He's got Venus and Mars in water signs. So just let him feel rather than try to make sense out of his feelings or understand why.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out how to handle him. I didn't want to, like, come at him the wrong way anymore, so I really appreciate the insight,
guys. And it looks like if you can restabilize, you know, I want you to kind of go back over the last couple of years and think not to beat yourself up for anything, but to say, what did I learn from that, and what would I do differently next time? Because you're really in a learning curve, and things have the real chance of being very different from here on out. But it's going to be important that you let in what you overdid, okay?
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
I'm going to say goodbye and go on to the next call.
Of course.
Good luck.
I appreciate it. Bye.
Sure. Bye. And... um, Hello, area code 646. 641, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My birthday is July 6, 1964. I was born in Brooklyn, New York at 8:27 a.m.
And what's your question?
Well, I just went through my Saturn return.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I think the third hit was in a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
I've been contemplating changing jobs, and I'm not sure if I should.
Uh-huh.
So, uh-huh. I really do want to, but financially, I don't know if I can.
Well, we were just talking about how that people are asking this week good questions about is their work in line with where they really want to go and what they want to do. What do you feel, how do you feel about that?
Well, I can share with you that I'm a nurse, but I also am an educator, nurse educator, and I had applied to a job a few years ago, actually about a year and a half ago, that I thought I was going to get, and I wound up not getting it, shockingly. And then I interviewed for another nurse educator job, and I didn't get that, shockingly. But
okay,
I've been
in about
teaching.
5 months, your progressed moon goes into the first house.
Okay.
I want you to take a good, did they give you any information about what, and Uranus is sitting on Jupiter right in the 10th house. Pluto's coming to trine your moon. I'm wondering if you are moving in the next couple
I
of
wanna
years.
I want to move, but, yeah, I want to move, but there are circumstances where I'm a little fearful of that, too. In terms of services, I have a child with a disability, and he has a lot of services where I live now. And so I really need to secure my income before I can even think about moving.
Right.
But
I wanted to say that out here in the West, there are so many nursing schools desperate for teachers. You may have to look a little farther. What city are you living in now?
I'm living in New York City, Staten Island.
Okay.
New York.
You have, on your astrocartography, you have no major lines on the east coast of America, by the way.
Yes.
Which doesn't mean anything bad. It just doesn't mean anything good.
You have
Jupiter through Nova Scotia, so that would affect most of Maine, parts of Boston, Vermont there. But then you have Mercury and the Sun lines going through, Montana, Seattle, Oregon, Salt Lake City, all over the West. I would say, all the way to the West, up through Seattle, you have Pluto on the IC, which would feel lonely. But if you were inland west, not right on the coast, it looks like you might have a real possibility. Your chart has your progressed Sun coming to conjunct Pluto. That can feel lonely, but it's not a bad time to move because, you have a reason to feel lonely when you've just moved to a place. but it looks like you get a chance to kind of, your financial picture is going to be changing. Your progressed moon moves into the first house, and people will see what you do in about 5 months. Mark, do you see anything that, she's got moon at 2 degrees of Gemini and that Pluto's going to be coming to talk to. What do you see?
Yeah. Pluto actually will have a pretty good conversation with the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get some insight into how you really use your emotion to help others. In the meantime, though, you've got a lot of nervousness going on because of the Saturn return. And when that Saturn returns, it's also opposite to your natal. It kicks up that opposition. So you want to take, it's not clear how, because you'd like to be a rebel at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, I seem like I'm always on the outside.
Yeah, exactly. And paying a little more attention to that Pluto-Moon connection right now, because it'll help you to change fundamentally how you view others in an emotional way, the way that you connect emotionally.
Okay. Yeah, because I think I'm so worried about my child that I don't even think about myself sometimes. So that's the issue.
Yeah.
So and your child will be happier if you're happier. I would say look for new job possibilities, for nursing schools that really need nurses in states that have good services.
Okay.
And I think you may be surprised at what you find.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Good luck.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, sure. Take care.
You're welcome.
And that. And I'm going to take one more. We've got just a few minutes. Hello, area code 917582. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. You've helped me once before about moving, and now I'm finally moving.
Yay. And
yes.
What's your birth information?
My birthday is January 17, 1956, born in East Meadow, New York at 12:15 a.m.
And happy birthday recently.
Oh, thank you.
And did you have a question?
Yes. Well, now that I'm moving to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. What do the aspects look for me now?
Well, Saturn's coming up to your moon, which will help you really settle down and settle in. You've come off, Saturn's just got through squaring Saturn-Mars conjunction. So there's been some real delays on your chart that finally are rolling away.
I'm moving on Wednesday.
Hallelujah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're moving from New York City?
Yep, from Queens.
Oh, wow. So I think it's really lovely because you have sun on the IC. That's where it was exactly midnight. That goes through Baltimore and west of Philadelphia. It goes right near Harrisburg. I think you'll find that you feel more at home there than you do in New York, or more settled than you have in a long time.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And it's a good time to be busy and to make things happen. And do you have... Do you know people there, or do you have work?
I have family there.
Oh, good.
And I'm retired.
It looks like you just need a little bit of purpose to allow you to connect with people, and you will enjoy yourself no end.
Oh, great.
So we have got our time is up, so I'm going to wrap this up now. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Have a great move.
Okay.
Thank you.
And
so we're signing off.
Yeah. Do you have any last words for the crew?
Nope. Thank you all very much.
Good.
You're welcome. Okay. Enjoy the move.
And Mark, I hope everybody has a good week. And that you take care of yourselves and watch caught in other people's process. Go ahead.
Right. And watch for the Mercury Mars in ways that you can use it. Okay.
And be careful of the political discussions because people will polarize and get very hooked to their opinions. Just keep it practical. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Montana. And Mark?
Mark Wall. Thank you all.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Take care.
Bye.